I think there's a very big thing that you're missing. We also want to see the designs of the whole infrastructure of the hospital, because we are told that even the designs were changed. We also want to know who is the contractor, because we are not seeing the ROCO. Chinese are the ones on site. ROCO as a contractor is no longer on site. We would want to know, where did they get this contractor? What expertise does he have? How was procurement done by this contractor? What did the SPV agree to this contractor?
It's our responsibility to monitor and also to ensure that the money is properly spent. And that's why we are here, but we have now been refused access. So it's really worrying on what is going on.
If they know they are genuine, why are they locking? Why are they closing themselves inside? So I think this one, there is something which is not clear. And as parliament, we should not involve ourselves in approving something like this.
A company that is merely even being guaranteed by government, by the taxpayers' money, how can they block government from accessing the site?
I don't think refusing us to enter the site affects the progress of the project, because if the contractor is on site, it means the contractor is working.
Perhaps what is required is to ensure that proper supervisors are inside there to see what is going on,